Everyone, welcome to our village board meeting this evening. Would you stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, everyone. We will call our meeting to order with the roll call. Trustee Harris.
Here.
Trustee Genrick.
Here.
Trustee Atwood.
Here.
President Rafter here. Trustee Dart.
Here.
Trustee Green.
Here.
Trustee Sampson.
Here.
Thank you. Do I have a motion to modify or adopt the agenda as presented? Brad, any changes you need?
Nope.
You're good? Okay, I'll accept the motion to modify or adopt.
So moved.
Trustee Harris, seconded by Trustee Dart. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Item number three, announcements. We are, believe it or not, getting close to summer. And starting May 6th through September 27th, Village of Alloway will change its business hours from Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. and on Friday from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. If anyone is interested in taking a look at your assessments, the open book will be on May 28th from 8 to 10 a.m. There will be a Board of Review meeting on June 4th from 8 to 10 a.m. Third announcement. Construction on West St. Joseph is beginning May 13th, and that's between Riverside Drive and Webster Avenue.
Sure. There's been a slight change to the contractor schedule.
Okay.
We had a pre-construction meeting on Thursday, and they had informed us that they plan on starting Martha Avenue on the 13th. If we get all of the permits we need to extend the utilities on Martha Avenue, then they would like to start that project, that street project, on the 13th. They would then start, tentatively, then would start St. Joseph Street on May 27th, and then Longview Avenue on June 17th. We have not yet held a pre-construction meeting for the O1 project, which includes Oakwood Ave, Oak Hill Drive, and Summit Street. But we have received a schedule for that contract. Contractor plans on starting Oakwood Avenue early in July, and Oak Hill Drive and Summit Street end of July or early August. Now, this is just the anticipated schedule. It's weather permitting. There's some other factors that play into it, like permits. But they have provided us the schedules, and construction will be started soon.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Let's see. If you are interested in learning about historic tax credits for your home, there is from De Pere, Alloway, and the Green Bay Historic Preservation Commissions will co-host a workshop presented by Mark Bouchel, Senior Architect, Wisconsin Historical Society. It is a workshop for owners of historic residences in Wisconsin on how to apply for and receive income tax credits that can help pay for their home's rehabilitation. The homeowner's tax credit program returns 25% of the cost of the approved rehabilitation of eligible historic homes as a Wisconsin income credit. The place of the workshop will be the Crest Family Library in De Pere, lower level conference room on Tuesday, May 21st from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. It is free. Registration is not required, it looks like, but attendance will be limited to 60 registrants. So if you have a historic property and know someone who might want to learn more, it's on May 21st at 6 p.m. Plan Commission meeting to be held on May 20th, or will be held on May 20th instead of May 27th due to the Memorial Day holiday. And Hoffman Road, as you may have noticed, is closed between East River and Bellevue Street, and that will remain closed, anticipated through May 31st. Any other announcements from staff? Any other announcements from village board members? Hearing none, we'll move on to item number 4, public hearing to consider adoption of resolution 2019-03, vacating a portion of Martha Avenue cul-de-sac south of Picard Circle. Is there anyone in the audience this evening who would like to speak during this public hearing? Second time, is there anyone who would like to speak on this issue? Third and final. Hearing none, we will close the public hearing and move on to item number 5, action regarding adoption of resolution 2019-03. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Sampson.
Move to adopt.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Trustee Dart, any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 6. We have a presentation this evening from Riley Schreiner, who is a St. Norbert College student and an intern here, I believe, with the Village of Alloy. And Riley is going to talk to us about the Fox River Trail Access and Riverside Drive Crossing Study. Welcome, Riley.
Thank you. So like you said, my name is Riley Schreiner. I am a student at St. Norbert College. I have been tasked with finding new access trail points for the Fox River Trail, locate where they would be, the best location, where they'd be suitable. So for the background, the Fox River Trail, it began as a railroad trail, and then it was turned into Rails to Trails during a statewide program through the DNR. It runs 25 miles, starting from Green Bay to Calumet County. In Alloway, it runs roughly 2 miles long throughout the village, and there's 5 access points in Alloway. One at Grindon Street, Marine Street, Kayakers Point, Heritage Hill, and Sunset Park. For the method that I used for my research, we created a survey that we sent out to the public through Facebook and Instagram, as well as we posted the posters about the survey around the village. And then I did interviews with different people in the community. The first one I did was with Becky Nineberg from Friends of the Fox River Trail, Matthew Halata from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Matt Creasy from the Brown County Parks and Recreation, and then I looked at different community plans. I looked at the Alloway Comprehensive Plan for 2014, the Alloway Comprehensive Bicycle and Pedestrian Plan from 2017, the Alloway Comprehensive Outdoor Recreation Plan from 2016 to 2020, the Brown County Parks and Outdoor Recreation Plan from 2017 to 2022, and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation and the Wisconsin 57 plans. So you can see from our survey, we asked how often people use the trail, and that 81% of the people use the trail more than 1 to 3 times a week. So my research question was, should there be another access point in Alloway, and if so, where? And my result for that is no. There is no need for any new access points. With my interview with Matt Creasy, the Parks and Rec the director at Brown County, he said that on average they want in a town to have about 0.5 miles apart the access points. And in Alloway, with the 2-mile stretch and the 5 access points, it's roughly 0.378 miles between each point, so that's less than they would want, so it's even better. And that is the most in a single town on the Fox River Trail that he pointed out. So with the 5 access points, I wouldn't say that there's a need for more access. There's a suitable amount. The issues are with places to park and sidewalks leading up to it and crossing Riverside Drive. With my interview with Becky Nineberg, she said that she witnessed a guy pray before he crossed Riverside Drive, and I don't think we really want any residents having to pray before crossing a road. And then what to do would be sidewalks leading up to Riverside Drive, I know in the bicycle and pedestrian plan, there's plans to create new sidewalks leading up to Riverside Drive and also along Riverside Drive as sidewalks, but that's also based on the Department of Transportation's plans for Riverside Drive, which they got pushed back from 2022 to start construction to 2026, and the plans are still in the early infancy phase, so they're, like, really fluid, and they're, like, it's just going to keep pushing off as an tentative plan. Once it gets on to, like, the more 3 to 2 to 1 years before the plan starts, that's when it's, like, a definitive plan, like, they're going to do it. So they don't know what they want to do yet, if they want to add best bicycle lanes on there, widen the street, add sidewalks, or just keep it the way it is. And then another option is more parking on the west side of Riverside Drive. And then from sidewalks, these are some of the respondents we got from the survey. Most of them were the sidewalks on Riverside Drive or streets leading up to the Riverside Drive. For the crossings, we asked where often people cross the Riverside Drive. So you can see that it's pretty evenly spaced between that people access the trail and cross Riverside Drive. And then for parking, while talking to Matt Creasy, he came up, helped me come up with some ideas. So at St. Francis Park on the right side, you can see there's that little paved road that hasn't been touched in years, and it's owned by the Diocese of Green Bay. So if LA would partner with them and see if they can expand that, because there's a little footpath there, and then maybe create an access point from there also. You can widen that, create more parking spots. And then on Lazare Avenue, on the bottom side of the street between the cul-de-sac and Riverside Drive, you can create more slanted parking on the side so that it's not just dirt, gravel. And right now you can fit about 4 or 5 cars there. And if you slanted them or created more of like a pavement, you can fit a couple more cars. And then for final parking, this is more of like a, if the Green Bay Correctional Institution gets redeveloped, you can take an acre out of the 54 acres that is there, and within an acre you can fit 150 parking spots. With the, there's a diagram I've shown with the amount of parking spots you can do within it, the layout. And if that 1 acre is too big before, or if you want to do a half an acre, that's still 75 parking spots, which is more than there is now. And that is my end of my presentation.
Nicely done, sir.
Thank you.
Very nicely done. You
Thank
have
you.
Done your homework. Any questions for Riley? Trustee Harris.
Just one quick one. I don't know if you said it. Do we know about how many responses we got to the survey?
We had about 347.
That's more than your guess. Good. And nice job with the presentation.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Trustee Sampson.
The respondents were all or mostly people who live in Alloway?
Yes, about 75% of them were from Alloway.
Okay, because you did some research on the parking situation, and I wonder if you have a way to break down. Do we have residents of Alloway who take their cars and their bikes over to the trail? Or any breakdown between how many walk or ride their bikes down to the trail and how many come from a further part of the village and come by cars?
It was evenly split between about 120 each. People drive and people walk, or there are other transportations like they bike or they rollerblade to the trail.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Job well done.
Oh. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
I just have one comment. Dr. Scattergood is in the audience. Dr. Scattergood reached out to Trevor and I back in around January to talk about what are some of the needs that maybe some of our students would work on. So this was actually a class project assigned to Riley.
Oh, great.
Or he volunteered, I'm not quite sure. So we're looking forward to additional partnerships like this for other projects. And you know, we just had one turned in today on a brochure that was put together for the GBCI property. So I think it's a great opportunity, and we welcome our relationship with St. Norbert and thank Dr. Scattergood.
Thank you.
Yes.
One other question. Mm-hmm. Early on, you talked about access points, and what's the definition of an access point? I mean, when they say there's research that shows you only need an access point every half a mile, Does an access point consist of parking and a way to get to the trail? Because there are more access, you know, maybe we've got an agreement to cross private property at some of the businesses along the trail, but I would imagine that doesn't qualify as an access
point. No, it would be a paved strip of land between a sidewalk to this trail, because there's, like, at the point where I said St. Francis Park, there's a little dirt path there from this parking lot to the trail, but it's not considered an access point. It's just where people cross the right-of-way to get to the trail, like, go off to the grass.
Yeah. It's an unofficial or an unapproved access point. Mm-hmm. Good.
Like, all through, like, the businesses, people park there and walk through there. Those aren't, like, official access points, but that's where some people can access it.
Okay, thanks.
How long did this project take you, right?
I started back in February. Okay. And then just been doing research and interviewing and then coming up with the results.
Job well done.
Thank you.
Very impressive. Thank you very much. Okay. We'll move on to item number 7, public appearances. Is there anyone in the audience this evening who would like to speak on something that is not on this evening's agenda? Come on up.
Judy Pogue, 2375 Riverside Drive. This is an invitation for everybody here from the Brown County Historical Treasures Tour. We are having a presentation at the Community Center on May 15th, which is a Wednesday, from 4 until 8 p.m. And it's our historical Alloway Society, in conjunction with the Brown County Historical Society, that's doing this portion of it. The sign I was hoping was going to be out this evening because we put it together this morning, but so far you'll have to just kind of take this. It's free. Join us, explore our shantytown history, and there is parking behind the building. We discovered also from some other signs that when we didn't say there was parking beside the building, the attendance wasn't as good. So you're invited to come and read up on Shantytown. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone else who would like to speak on something that's not on this evening's agenda?
Thanks.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue, Green Bay. That presentation was great, but the presentation on the trail access didn't take into account that the access points along West St. Joseph Street are crossing private property. So it's a mile and a half between access points there. You can get to the trail. Everybody uses the trail. But it's illegal to trespass, and people are starting to put up those trespassing signs there. So just in the future for planning, that's something to watch. People can get to the trail, but they're cutting across other people's property. But the reason I'm here tonight is to request that the village board put on the next village agenda a review of the emergency bonding that was put on West St. Joseph Street this year. Originally, West St. Joseph Street for a number of years was supposed to be $200,000 coming out of operating funds from the TIF district. And then last April it jumped up to $400,000 and then it jumped up to $900,000 and that required bonding. It wasn't on the capital improvement plan for a number of years, and I go to all of the public works meetings, so it wasn't there. And I have the documents to show that. So it's important that future TIF district projects, if they're going to include bonding, be included in the capital improvement plan, and they don't come up at the last minute and then all of a sudden throw an extra $1 million onto the bonding issue. And so that was a problem that came up. I went through it in October with the plan commission or with the public works department. And in the future, bonding should be known well in advance in the capital improvement plan, and there shouldn't be secret meetings on TID district plans, the village is going to be on the hook for capital improvements. There's parking going in at the old Chapel Hill project, new sewer and water going in, and you know that's all well and good, but it wasn't in the capital improvement plan. It was a $200,000 project, and now it's a $900,000. Thanks.
Jim?
Yes.
If you would like, what I invite you to do is contact Mr. Lang, if talk through it. If he thinks it's something that should come to the board, he'll bring it to the board. Okay. So I encourage you to do that.
I've been in contact with Brad, and we've been communicating in writing back and forth, and so that's been helpful. And that's why how we've gotten, we've refined the numbers down to the exact numbers. But again, there's secret meetings with developers that go on, and they're not legal. And that it's important that under the public meetings rules, that if you're going to talk about zoning and you're going to talk about spending money, it should be in a public forum. You shouldn't have secret meetings and then launch it on the public at the last minute. Thanks.
Once again, if you want it on agenda, talk to Brad. If he thinks it's worthwhile, he'll bring it to us.
Okay, thank so you. I'm going to be asking for a document set on the West St. Joseph project, on the Mayflower project, and on the Webster Avenue Old Village Hall project. And that's the best way to do it, is to just get it all in writing so we don't take up a lot of people's time.
Talk to Mr. Lang. He's happy to help. Is there anyone else who would like to speak tonight? Okay, we'll pick up the rules. Brad, when you meet, if you meet with Mr. O'Rourke on that, one thing you guys may want to consider, I'm not suggesting you do, but Mr. O'Rourke asked us to spend an extra $500,000 to finish Oakwood Avenue, and then he also wanted us to put a sidewalk along West St. Joseph, which we're done. So you may want to consider those options. Okay, we are moving on to item number 8. Action regarding possibility of transference of one or more available reserve Class B liquor licenses for future of purchase by the village of Schwaben. Mr. Fuller, I'd like to give us an update on that.
Sure. So this was discussed at vote board meeting in March, as well as vote board meeting in April, as well as the Economic Development Committee meetings in March, and the one on last Friday, May 3rd. There were a couple questions that were asked. I think the board had similar questions. Debbie was able to find a lot of those answers, and I believe has emailed those. The recommendation from the Economic Development Committee is to hold off on selling at this time, pending future developments, and because the value proposition was not present, meaning they really didn't approach us with any value or sale price or anything like that. And then included in the memo some of the discussion items. Penny, am I missing anything?
There was one person on economic development that really thinks we should sell it because he doesn't think we'll ever use 9. But the rest of the people think, or the rest of the group thinks, that there's just no reason to sell it at this time. There's opportunity that goes with those, and if we don't have it, it's gone. So there's no real rush. There's no real need. So why do it? And we can always change our mind as far as I'm.
And there was no value presented, right? An offer, whatever.
Right.
So they suggested we postpone that decision. Are they going to pick it up again, or are they just saying don't do anything right now?
If it comes up again, maybe.
Okay.
If there's, you know, it's a minimum of $10,000, is that right, Debbie? It's a minimum?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So
I think the original question from Village of Ashwaubenon is if the village would be interested, correct, Debbie?
To entertain the idea.
Entertain the idea.
Right.
She just for future businesses. They really didn't have a specific project in mind or anything.
And I did inform them of the decisions that have been made, and they are fine with that. They said DePere is in the same situation where they have projects coming up that they may need them for. So they're very understanding.
Okay. Okay, I'll take a motion on this item.
I guess I would move to, I'm not sure if we want to table it or deny for future discussion. I'm not sure where we're at. I don't want to shut the door totally.
So take no action at this time on it?
Yeah.
Because there was no offer, do we have to even make it an action item?
Nope, they were just looking for us to entertain the idea.
Yeah, but as a board, we have to decide if we want to entertain the idea right now. So a motion is appropriate.
All right. Move to take an action at this point.
Okay.
I'll second.
Any discussion? Hearing none. We have a motion to take no action and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion passes. Thank you. Action regarding resolutions. The League encourages municipalities to pass supporting municipal items in Governor Evers' budget. We discussed this briefly at the last village board meeting. One is for support for shared revenue funding increase, support for increased levy limit flexibility, support for fixing the state's transportation funding shortfall and increasing local transportation aids, and support for closing the dark store and Walgreen property tax loopholes and stopping the shift. We can take them individually. I know some of these items supposedly are not even being considered now in the budget. Do we have any update on that?
Thursday is the first time that the Joint Finance Committee will be voting on any of the proposals.
Okay.
So, is this on?
Yep. Yep.
Been trying to connect with Senator Coles. In fact, we were hoping Senator Coles would have been able to be at the village board meeting tonight to kind of help with some of the discussion. And then invited him for May 21st, but again, he's unable to make it at that time. But hoping to get Senator Coles in here to kind of get a sense on where he stands on some of these issues. I have not seen anything that, you know, the League is very much in favor of these, and you indicated that there are some that may not be supported at this point. And again, they haven't voted, but I think that's true that they were leading that direction. Exactly which ones are included, it's really hard to say, but it's certainly reading through them and following that the last year and a half plus. Mm-hmm. Certainly support most of it. There was one that I put them in a pile and I can find it. The only one that I question or I have a little bit of heartburn with is the resolution regarding fixing the state transportation, where it's asking for that 8% or 8-cent gas tax. I don't really support that aspect of the 8-cent gas tax because of the changes that are going to be taking place down the road, such as more electric vehicles. And so then the burden gets placed on fewer and fewer people. So I don't know why the state, and maybe they have or they have not, taken up the motion or the notion to do a statewide wheel tax where it covers everybody and then funds are distributed based on your population or something along that line. Mm-hmm. So I think that would be more fair because then you aren't capturing the electric vehicles as well. That's just my personal opinion.
Okay. In that resolution, I don't see anything about 8 cents. Given this. I saw they want to increase it by 10%. the aids to local municipalities.
2016, whereas the...
Right there.
The 8 cent increase. Okay. That's the only item that I tend to have a little bit of heartburn. There has been some recent, and I think I shared with the board when I get these emails from the league, information, some of the dark stores, some of the cases that have taken place. Waukesha County was successful at this point in rejecting a reduction in assessed value from $9.1 million down to $5.6 for a property owned by Kohl's Value Services Incorporated. And then there's one in Portage County where they were successful. However, Portage County, or whatever the community was, spent $80,000 to fight this. And that's been a problem with the with these loopholes. So, and then there's some other examples throughout the United States. So.
Well, thank you. We'll take these one by one. The support for shared revenue funding increase. I forget the exact numbers, but back in 1991, Alloway got something like $1.2 or $1.5 million. Pardon me? It was $1.2 in 1991 dollars for shared revenue. This past year or this year, we're getting $350,000? $372. So the $1.2 today would be more like $2.3. And we're getting about three or four. So I presented at the Joint Finance Committee meeting at UWGB in support of GBCI and the shared revenue funding. And we said, we just need a way to pay our bills and either give us GBCI or give us some of these or both. But so the request is that they up the shared revenue by 2%, and I'll take a motion on that. Trustee Gannon.
Either one.
Move to approve, please. Thank you, Trustee Harris. Do I have a second?
Second.
Trustee Genrich. Any discussion on this item? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion to support Resolution 2019-14 passes. Resolution 2019-15, support for increased levy limit flexibility. Today, for the folks in the audience, we are limited by how much we can increase taxes here in Alloway by the amount of net new development within our village. And we don't have a whole lot of net new development, so our hands are really tied in many cases, even though we try to keep taxes as flat as possible. If we had to, we wouldn't have the means to do so. And so this resolution basically asks for us to have more flexibility in that. Do I have a motion on this item?
Move to approve.
Trustee Sampson. Do I have a second? Trustee Atwood. Any discussion on this?
Quick question on one of the... One, two, three, four, fifth, whereas, about in terms of the strictest levy restrictions in the country,
yep.
Do we know how we determine that?
I don't.
Just if we're putting out an absolute of what's understanding it a little bit better.
Yeah, this is the language that is put together by the league. So the league prepares the resolution for us.
Okay.
So it's whatever the research...
Okay. Thank you.
And this would allow us to increase taxes by 2% per year or by the amount of net new construction, whichever is greater. We have a motion to approve and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Resolution 2019-16, support for fixing the state's transportation funding shortfall and increase local transportation aids.
Do I have a motion on this item?
Can I make a motion and also an amendment? Should I make the amendment now?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The amendment would be to strike sixth whereas, Governor Tony Evers, that's where it talked about 8-cent gas tax increase. And I would like to take that whole paragraph out. And I will move we approve taking that paragraph out.
Okay. Do I have a second? Trustee Green.
Second.
Any discussion?
Well, I could explain. I agree with Brad, and I would go beyond that. The other resolutions are more about policy, and although at the end, the therefore be it resolved, talks at a policy level, it implies that we're endorsing or telling the state you should raise the gas tax 8 cents and also index. And I don't like, it's easier for us to say to somebody else that you ought to raise taxes, but I think we've already got elected reps. We can, I like the last part where we call upon the state to enact an adequate, equitable, and sustainable, and they're charged with making the decision on how to do that. Because if we thought about it, or I thought about it, I might support indexing, or I might support an 8-cent gas tax, or I might amend it and say what you did, that we're looking at a problem down the road with electrics. So that was my rationale for just taking it one paragraph.
Okay. And as I read it, I don't believe they're recommending all of those, but they're saying these are options that have been presented. But
yeah, I mean, it's nicely worded, but I just don't like the feel of that. Yeah.
Okay. We have a motion with to amend the resolution by striking the 6th whereas, and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Resolution 2019-17, support for closing the dark store and Walgreen property tax loopholes and stopping the shift. Do I have a motion on this item?
Move to approve.
Trustee Harris, do I have a second? Trustee Atwood, any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 10 under new business, action regarding request from Doug Meikle at Doug's Take 5 at 3600 Riverside Drive for a noise variance permit and to amend his premise description to allow alcohol to be sold and served in their parking lot on June 22nd for a musical fundraiser.
Go ahead.
After you.
I was just going to move to approve.
It's move to approve.
Been a repeated successful event.
Do I have a second?
There is. It's not the same.
Oh, it's not?
It's during the evening this time.
Last time was a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah. And so the hours are going to be from?
7 to 10.
7 to 10. And they have how it's going to work. The stage this time is going to be along Riverside Drive, shooting straight west. There will be beer sales outside like there were last time. They'll have portable potties out there, ticket sales on the east and west side. That'll be guarded entrances. And they will also have a physician, I believe he said. There will be electrical generators, amplifiers, and microphones. This event, I asked Doug for a little information because he wasn't able to be here tonight. He said, last year we raised a total of this is all a fundraiser. They raised $16,000, which they distribute 100% to four main charities, the first being the YMCA After School Program, the second to Camp Lloyd, a fund which guides children who have lost parents or a sibling. The third is to Blessings in a Backpack, which provides food and learning materials to children in need. And lastly, they provide money to the homeless shelters. They also have, part of the funds will also go to, they're hosting an event to provide sporting goods and T-shirts to 120 children in the area who have read two books. So it's to help inspire young folks to read, and they're bringing in some professional athletes and that sort of thing. So the concert on the 22nd is our major fundraiser for all of these things. And Jason, I believe we haven't had any trouble with that.
Last year we did it, but you know, like you said, we're changing on Saturday.
Yeah.
So, and our ordinance does say 10 o'clock.
Yep.
So I would like to talk to K5 a little bit on some issues, but yeah,
okay.
We didn't have any issues last year.
Okay, great. So I'll entertain a motion.
Once again, I'd move to approve.
Thank you.
Second.
Seconded by Trustee Dart. Any discussion? The band members are all doctors, so go listen to some doctors and help the community. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Action. Item number 11. Request from Alloy Optimist Club for a vendor permit and noise variance permit to allow music at the Green Isle Park during Alloy Fest on June 9th. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Gunn.
Move to approve.
Thank you. Seconded by Trustee Harris. Any discussion?
We do it every year, and it's pretty well run. And it's a good
one. I encourage everyone to go. It's a great day in the park. We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Is Mr. Duran in the audience by any chance? No. Is Kelsey Prescott in the audience?
No. Nope.
Is Angela Adrians in the
nope.
audience? Okay. So, action item 12 is Resolution 2019, thanking David Duran for his years of service on the Board of Appeals, Certificate of Appreciation. Mr. Duran has been part of the Board of Appeals since April 21st, 2015, so we thank him very much. Do I have a motion on this item?
So moved.
Trustee Harris, do I have a second?
Second.
Trustee Atwood, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Resolution 2019-12, resolution thanking Kelsey Prescott for serving on the Parks, Rec, and Forestry Committee since October 20th of 2015. Do I have a motion on this item?
Motion approved.
Trustee Sampson, seconded by Trustee Atwood. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Action item number 14, resolution 2019-13. Thanking Angela Kowalczyk Adrians for serving on the Board of Review since May 19th of 2015. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Genrich. Motion to approve, I'm assuming.
Correct.
Seconded by Trustee Harris. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Opposed?
Is there a mistake in that?
In your packets,
in
yes,
your packet.
It's corrected.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Action item number 15, noise variance permit for Bell and Run on June 8th. Such a loud event. Fred?
Do you have a couple representatives from Bell and Run that are here to answer any questions or the rules?
Would the board like to suspend the rules and invite them up for anything?
Sure. So moved.
Motion to suspend the rules, seconded by Trustee Harris. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Welcome. Your annual visit to our
We love to be here. I'm Linda Maxwell, 4441 Line Nutrim.
And I'm Sean Ryan, 1971 Prescott Place in De Pere.
Thank you.
So he'll address some of the noise variants. I just want to point out that we will again this year be putting door hangers on the Beaupré houses to remind them that parking will be restricted to one side of the street, just in case we'd have to shorten the Bell and Run to a 5K. Never happened. We're sure it probably will not, but we want to make sure we have that. And we have our neighborhood notification ready to go to let all the neighbors know you know, what the plan is, what the map is, how they can get in and out, and also invite them to a party just for them the weekend before, where Big Mouth will be playing in Astor Park.
In Astor Park.
As an appreciation to them.
Thank you.
Regarding entertainment, we do have an entertainment coordinator. He couldn't be here tonight, but I can tell you that we will have music and DJs, live music and DJs on the course. Acoustic, we have a banjo player, we have a few bands, we have several DJs. The music doesn't start until 8 o'clock in the morning because the gun doesn't go off till 8, and most of the runners will be through the village by 10:30 in the morning. So limited entertainment. Usually it's tied in with some of the rest stations on the course. The one big change that we're pursuing this year, and it affects the Village Hall, is we've relocated some of the fluid stations. We've noticed over the years that it's taken longer and longer to get everybody across the starting line, and some of the walkers didn't want to wait until mile 2 at St. Matt's before an opportunity to have fluids. So we've moved the station down to Associated Bank and across the street to Bellin, on the corner of Webster and St. Joe's. And since we did that, we rethought where the other stations were located. We used to have 5 stations on the course with water, but the medical people told us we were probably offering too much water, that 5 stations was too much, and that's why some people were coming across bloated or vomiting and what have you. So we now have 4 stations. The second one is by Green Isle Park. The third one is right here at the Village Hall. So we're working with Brad and the staff on that, and you're all welcome to come and volunteer for us if you'd like. We appreciate the help. And then the fourth one is on Hastings. So we will have just 4 stations on the course offering fluids this year.
Great.
Any questions on entertainment?
Yeah. With the water stop moving at St. Matthew's, will the porta potties still be in the convent parking lot?
No, we're just going to have porta potties in the Bellin parking lot on St. Joseph
great.
Street, so we won't need those.
And
I won't need the water keeper
Thank
to
you.
Be there.
Okay.
No. So, yeah, we moved it, and I'm letting Pete and the men's club know. I think most of the volunteers there are actually from Bellin. And then we have different groups. I know Destiny Church is doing the station over by Green Isle Park, and I'm not sure, Linda, who's doing the one here. But. Okay. Any other questions?
Any other questions? Trustee Harris.
What are you projecting for number of registrants this
year? Yeah, numbers. We've seen the numbers slide in recent years at all local, well, and national running events, and we've seen numbers down across the board. Everything goes in cycles. Last year, we were just a hair under 10,000, and we're tracking slightly behind. So we'll be somewhere in the 9,000 to 10,000 range. That's still a huge event. A lot of logistical planning involved, but I guess the silver lining is when the numbers drop, it's a little more manageable logistically and a little faster to clean up. And we will have, I'd add too, we will have the Boy Scouts coming through the village behind our course, along with advanced disposal, making sure all the trash, all the cups, all the wrappers, and whatever else gets thrown to the side is picked up.
Very good. Any other questions?
Does the sound vary? Does that include all the heavy breathing that goes on?
There's a lot of that. Only from the people going out too fast.
Okay,
thank you
very much. Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay. Do I have a motion on the noise variance request? Oh, we'll pick up the rules. Okay. Trustee Harris, seconded by Trustee Dart. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Do I have a motion on this item?
Move to approve.
Trustee Atwood. Seconded by Trustee Dart. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Action item number 16, vendor permit approval for the National Alliance on Mental Illness. Walk on September 21st, 2019. This is a reoccurring event, is it not?
Yes, that is correct.
That's what I thought. Okay. Do I have a motion on this item?
Move to approve.
Trustee Harris, seconded by Trustee Genrich. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. I have to say, I love people from outside of our community coming into our community to celebrate there to promote their events and their organizations. Action item number 17, approval of vendor permit and noise variance for Pooches and Pints Summer Kickoff Special event at Green Isle Park on June 13th. Do I have a motion on this item?
Move to approve.
Trustee Atwood. Seconded by Trustee Dart. Any discussion?
Hasn't gone to the dogs yet, so we'll cancel it.
Last year was a very successful event in my eyes, and this year we're going for two, right? So we have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Moving on to the second event of the year for Pooches and Pints. We have an item number 18, action regarding approval of vendor permit and noise variance for Pooches and Pints Barktoberfest special event at Green Isle Park, October 12th, 2019. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Sampson.
Although I have reservations about the Barktoberfest, but I'm still move to approve. Okay. No, that's pretty good.
Do I have a second? Trustee Atwood. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Action item number 19, approval for Grace Community 5K run on August 17th. Do I have a motion on that? Trustee Green.
Moved approved.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
A second.
Trustee Dart, any discussion? We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Action item number 20, action regarding proclamation recognizing May as Historic Preservation Month. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Genrich. Seconded by Trustee Sampson. Any discussion? With our tagline being historically progressive, I think this is very appropriate. We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Item number 21, action regarding appointment of committee member to Park, Rec, and Forestry Committee and Economic Development Committee. I would like to propose appointing, we have two folks who I had the pleasure to talk to. One is Tracy Umbrello. Tracy works for CP here in the village, lives in the village. And she was interested in economic development. We have a third alternate on that committee. And Tracy she's earned her BA in organizational leadership with self-directed emphasis, working full-time as the manager of aquatics for CP. She's part of CP's leadership team and leads the CP safety team. At UWGB, she took a course on sustainability that opened her eyes to the importance of community to include preservation of parks, importance of bicycle routes, safety, and the importance of public planning for sustainability. That's why she actually said she was interested in parks, historic pres, and economic development committee, but after talking to her, we thought economic development was good for her. So, do I have a motion on this?
Move to approve.
Trustee Atwood. Do I have a second? Trustee Dart. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. We thank Tracy for her willingness to help support our village. We received an application from Danielle Pierquette to be on the Park, Rec, and Forestry Committee. Danielle is a registered landscape architect. Her training and practice includes designing parks, trails, urban spaces, and multimodal systems. She and her family are new to Northeast Wisconsin, having moved from the Minneapolis area, but they've been enjoying the parks and trails between Alloway and downtown Green Bay since they moved last summer. In addition, she has experience analyzing park and trail systems.
developing staff plans for system maintenance, estimating project costs, and facilitating public meetings, both formal and impromptu. Do I have a motion to appoint Ms. Pierquet to the Park and Rec Committee? Trustee Sampson. Seconded by Trustee Atwood. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you. We thank Danielle for wanting to be part of our community. Item number 22, action regarding annual appointment of weed commissioner. Could we have the proposed weed commissioner speak?
Wait a minute. I'm not for sure what was outside of you that made it me.
There's a state statute. I'll save you, Sean. There's a state statute in Wisconsin that says on an annual basis, municipalities, villages included, will appoint a weed commissioner. And it seems as though our staff has recognized Sean Guillen as an appropriate person for that job. So do I have a motion on this item?
Can I have a question first?
Okay.
What's needed for a weed commissioner? I would think that that would be more of a park thing.
I agree.
There you go.
Well, I'll read this for you. The powers, duties, and compensation. Destruction of noxious weeds. A weed commissioner shall investigate the existence of noxious weeds in his or her district. If a person in a district neglects to destroy noxious weeds, as required under state statute, the weed commissioner shall destroy or have destroyed the noxious weeds in the most economical manner. A weed commissioner may enter upon any lands that are not exempt under the state statute and cut or otherwise destroy noxious weeds without being liable to any action for trespass or any other action for damages resulting from the entry and destruction if reasonable care is exercised.
So he's the new guy, so...
My privilege.
Okay.
Sean, our public works director. You're going to be a popular guy.
I'm watching you get all high and mighty.
Yeah, what kind of weed?
Noxious weeds? Noxious weeds. And there's a whole list of them on this, on the state website.
Well, but then we should need to be reasonable about weeds. There's many of them on our Alway property, as there is on state lands, as there is on. So it's interesting how those weed ordinances are written. So.
They're on Alloway property. He needs to put the muscle on the parks guy. Take advantage of his newfound power.
Okay, I'll accept the motion on this item.
I move to approve, Sean.
I second.
Thank you. Any discussion? All those in favor of appointing Sean Guillen to the weed commissioner position, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you and congratulations. Item number 23, action regarding renewal applications for licenses to sell fermented malt beverages and intoxicating liquors from July 1st, 2019 through June 30th, 2020. Do I have a motion on this side? Everything's good, right?
Yes.
Everything's in order. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Green.
Move to approve.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Trustee Genrich.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. We'll take the item number 24, the consent agenda, A through D. Do I have a motion on this item?
So moved.
Trustee Harris. Move to approve. Seconded by Trustee Sampson. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. To item number 25. Are there any future agenda items that those board members would like to have? Hearing none, I will accept a motion to adjourn. Trustee Jenneret.
Move to adjourn.
Seconded by Trustee Dart. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. We are adjourned. Thank you very much, everyone, for joining us this evening.